Unit 1. The Matrix. The Matrix was a box office smash and critical success for lots of good reasons. It had a great story and intriguing characters. It introduced the excitement and beauty of wire action to the Hollywood film. It innovatively combined conventional filmmaking with a wholly modern form of entertainment, the video game. But for me, the film's success came about because of an even better reason. It focused on an essential aspect of life that everyone must go through at some time or another, finding one's true self. By day, Thomas, the central character, is your average young computer programmer. By night, however, he has another face. He's a famous figure in cyberspace, a hacker known as Neo. One night, Neo comes across a mysterious woman named Trinity, who takes him to meet a legendary hacker known as Morpheus. Morpheus tells Neo that the world he lives in is not a real world at all. It is computer-generated virtual space. In other words, Neo is trapped deep in a dream world created entirely by a computer. Morpheus calls this illusionary world the Matrix. It is everywhere, he says, even in this very room. It is a world that has been pulled over people's eyes to blind them to the truth. When Neo asks Morpheus what truth he means, Morpheus responds, "That you are a slave." Everyone, he says, is born into bondage, a prison that we cannot smell, taste, or touch. It is a prison for the mind. Seeing it for oneself, Morpheus says, is the only way to know the truth. Morpheus then shows Neo his open palms. In his left hand, there is a blue pill. In his right, a red one. "This is your last chance," he tells him. "After this, there is no turning back." If Neo chooses the blue pill, the story ends. He wakes up in his own bed, in his own room, and believes whatever he wants to believe. But if he chooses the red pill, that's another story altogether. He stays on in this wonderland and gets a chance to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. "Remember," Morpheus tells Neo, "all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. I know which pill I would take. How about you?"